you're jumping on board with us today. A lot happening over here. We're going to catch you up on, of course. Then we have a lineup of incredible guests joining us as well. So we'll be doing just that in just a bit. So buckle up. Our President Trump yesterday caught me off guard. I won't tell you who, but he endorsed somebody who is very questionable. And it had me scratching my head. So we'll get to that in a little bit. Also, we'll talk about, sadly, the NASCAR legend who lost his life yesterday. Sadly, the news is just devastating. Greg Biffle and his family passed away yesterday in a horrific plane crash. We'll bring you those details, plus the devastating, the last final devastating text message that his wife sent over to her mother before that plane crash, just moments before. It is just absolutely heartbreaking, especially given the fact that this family has done some incredible, incredible charity over the years. We'll also be discussing, too, a judge in Milwaukee. She has actually just been found guilty of obstructing and impeding ICE agents. We talked about this story. I've been talking about this story and covering it extensively. This is a good thing. This is a great thing. It's finally good to see that they are holding these people accountable. And so we'll dive into that. Plus, TikTok, there is an update regarding the deal, the sale of TikTok. I'll bring you that as well. And Congressman Tim Burchett is trying his very best to block the IRS from stealing more money from you. He's got a new bill he just put out there. It's an interesting one. He actually dropped a video on just that. I'll bring you the latest. Plus, Sebastian Gorka, who apparently is the senior director of counterterrorism. I know a lot of us aren't a fan of Gorka. That's me treading lightly. But he did make a major announcement earlier. Well, I guess I'd say late yesterday evening, and we will play that for you. It's kind of good news. Plus, we're learning more and more about Trump media and how they are getting together with a fusion power company as well. We'll bring you the latest details on that front later in the show. Plus, Drew Hernandez will be joining me in a little bit as well. That will be in the third hour, as well as Mel K. Got a lot to talk about with Drew. I see Drew's not very happy on social media with the direction our government has been heading in. He is critical, and rightfully so. So we look forward to having him on. As many of you guys know, he's the host of the Drew Hernandez Show, as well as an investigative reporter. So we look forward to having him on the program to discuss just that. Plus, Mel K joining the show today to talk about AI. It's obviously a big issue. And the president, I was kind of skeptical. I wasn't really a big fan of this, but again, I am no AI expert. Mel K is, though. So she'll be joining us to detail her potential maybe worries. Maybe she's worried about that new executive order the president just signed this week. That executive order takes power away from the states when it comes to AI regulations and just lets the federal government hold all of that. That's kind of concerning. Mel K will join us to sound off on that front. Plus, we'll also talk about Jack Smith, because as many of you know, he did give testimony behind closed doors this week. It was interesting. They haven't given us the full transcript, of course, but according to reports, he's pleading all that happened was very innocent. Also, remember when we told you, I opened up the show by telling you that President Trump is making an announcement at 1 p.m. Eastern time today? Well, it looks like that announcement is going to be related to lower drug prices. So we look forward to bringing you that in just a bit as well. All right, a lot to catch you up on, of course, on this front. So we'll dive into that in just a moment. In the meantime, head it over right now, thealexjonesstore.com. Ultimate Power, it's on sale right now. We just launched this today. The more you buy, the more you save. Every time you buy a bottle, there's a little bit of a discount added to that. Maximum is 30% off when you buy three, of course, over at thealexjonesstore.com right now. But if you're wondering, what's this Ultimate Power powder all about? Well, it helps with energy, focus, blood flow, and endurance. And interesting enough, it actually has caffeine in it, but it's natural caffeine. 100 milligrams of caffeine, which is equivalent to one cup of coffee without that midday crash. And it has all of the vitamins in it that help ensure just that, like B12 and B6. So head on over right now. Stop what you're doing and head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. And make sure you grab yourself some Ultimate Power powder right now over thealexjonesstore.com. Plus, there's more and incredible savings over at the shop right now. Head on over there and make sure you do just that. All right, more coming up in just a moment. Don't go anywhere.
Whoa, dude, is that methylene blue? This house really knows me.
Oh, Ranjit gummies. I gotta hide these from Melania. She loved them bigly. These sure taste great and they're good for me too. You can buy me now at the alexjonesstore.com.
Well, hello there, Info Warriors. We are having a 60% off sale on selected items. Take a look behind me. We have the CMOS and Shilajit gummies. And you know, we have the medical grade methylene blue that will light your ass up like a Christmas tree. You can also buy one of me in the store. Act now while supplies last.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited you're all jumping on board with us today. All right, let's chat a little bit. Specifically, I want to chat with you guys about President Donald Trump and his recent endorsement. Got to talk about this one. It's not ideal. Maybe you've heard of the guy. His name is Congressman Tony Gonzalez. Not very popular in the state of Texas. When you talk to Texans, they're not happy with him. For many years now, he's been accused of, and this has obviously never been confirmed, but there's been accusations he's faced by a lot of people. They all deemed him as corrupt or just someone who's been working with very questionable characters. But there was a report that was put out, and although he's denied these claims, it's important for me to highlight that. Gonzalez is someone who has been accused of having an affair with one of his staffers. Now, he is married. She was married. And the staffer, sadly, later ends up taking her own life. And the details behind that suicide are actually really, really horrifying. According to police, she doused herself in gasoline and then lit herself on fire. Now, again, the congressman has denied having an affair with his staffer. The Daily Mail has been very persistent in its publication and publicizing what was actually going down. It's a little different for them, but the president issuing an endorsement. And Tony Gonzalez, he's a rhino. He's a rhino. President Trump saying that Gonzalez is terrific. He's a terrific representative. What the heck have you been watching, guy? This dude has been a rhino. Then he goes on to saying that Tony Gonzalez has my complete and total endorsement for re-election. He will not let you down. Ugh. Total cringe moment when I saw that one come in. Total cringe moment. Now, obviously, there are others who are trying to challenge him. On top of it all, too, it's worth noting that the local GOP wants him gone, too. I don't know if President Trump doesn't know that. I don't know who handles these posts, who handles these endorsements, but this one's not ideal. This one's not ideal. Now, hopefully Texans in the area will reject this endorsement. Because man, oh man, it is a bad endorsement. And there's been many of those. So we'll watch it as it develops. But folks, that was a rough one yesterday. A rough one. Let's turn to a tragic story yesterday. You know, I think we were all praying yesterday that this family was not on board, but we received news of a plane crash. Sorry, folks. And the news itself was absolutely devastating when we learned that Greg Biffle's family was on board during the time of the crash. Now, as many of you guys know, he's a NASCAR legend. Sadly, his wife, him, and his two children were on board, it looks like, according to reports. And sadly, obviously the plane did crash. And the devastating part is the family obviously knew something was wrong. And according to reports, the wife had texted her own mother saying, "We're in trouble." And that was it. The news was absolutely devastating, folks. The images that were coming out of all of this were heartbreaking. Heartbreaking. Just so you know, Greg and his family were actually very, very giving people. I remember during the North Carolina flooding that they actually were flying their plane to help give resources. And so to hear this news, it's just devastating. The footage is heartbreaking. It is just so sad that they obviously knew what was happening to them. Now, again, we're waiting for more information, but probably a mechanical issue if they were well aware of all of this. Apparently, they were heading over to Sarasota. It was supposed to be a 45-minute flight. And so the details are just absolutely devastating. Obviously, his family is in our prayers because I don't know how. I don't know how they'll get over this one. This is a rough one. Just such loving people. Everyone has nothing but positive things to say about this family specifically, though. So we'll wait for more news to come out on this one. But obviously, this is devastating, devastating news. Apparently, in total, though, there were 7 people killed. And this happened. It looked like it was returning to North Carolina Airport shortly after takeoff, killing all 7 people aboard. It's the final report on that one. Devastating news of a beautiful family's life taken too soon and everybody else who was on that flight. Absolutely horrific. Let's turn to other news. This one a little bit more upbeat. Remember we told you about this Milwaukee County Circuit Judge, Hannah Dugan? Well, good news. Obviously, as many of you guys know, probably remember the image. ICE was trying to get someone into her courtroom, and I believe he was accused of domestic violence, if I'm not mistaken. But she tried her very best to intercept ICE and prevent ICE from being able to come in. She's just been found guilty of felony obstruction for impeding ICE agents attempting to arrest a legal alien at a courthouse earlier this year. The obstruction conviction carries potentially a 5-year prison sentence if she's found guilty. Again, Dugan was charged and she was arrested back in April when she confronted these 2 plainclothed ICE agents who were outside of her courtroom. Again, Eduardo Rudez. They always have 2 last names. Flores, who was appearing in court for misdemeanor battery charges, and ICE was there to get him out. And obviously, if you're a left-wing hack, you would do what she did that day. You've got more respect for the actual suspect and the actual victim. Prosecutors alleged that she had actually learned about the agent's presence and then directed them to the chief's court office and then allowed the suspect to leave. Many of you guys know this. This video was actually caught national attention because it was so outrageous that a judge would step out and do just this. Important to note that she was also acquitted on a separate misdemeanor charge of concealing a person to prevent arrest. I don't know how you acquit her on that, but they did. They did. And so again, she's looking at 5 years in prison. I'm sure they won't give her 5 years. I'm sure her fellow colleague will be very empathetic. That is one of their own. So we'll keep our eye on that. We'll keep our eye on that. Folks, in a little bit, we'll be taking your calls as well. So if you'd like to give us a call, do just that. 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. That is the number you call into in just a bit. We're taking those calls, of course, in just, I'd say about 20 minutes. Be a little quicker today than normal, but we still want to hear from you on any of the stories we've covered thus far. All right, it looks like, and I've never agreed with this, but let's just talk about the facts here before I go after all of this. TikTok owners, ByteDance, as many of you guys know that, this is the Chinese company. Again, if you're a Chinese owner of a company, you are owned by the CCP. You can't live in that country and not disclose information to the Chinese. Well, the TikTok CEO apparently has told his employees the social media app as of Thursday has signed a binding agreement to create a joint venture for the app in the United States. Now, it is agreed in the deal with the Trump administration. So this was one of their things that they needed. They needed approval. Looks like they've just gotten that. The deal means that there's going to be a major U.S.-owned group of investors, according to NBC News. One of those investors, though, includes Orca, a California private equity fund called Silver Lake. Oh, United Arab Emirates investment firm, MGX. Huh, would you look at that? Surprise, surprise. Oracle declined to comment, but shares the company jumped more than 5% after this was announced. I never really like this. See, I think that the American people are smart enough, if you educate them on understanding what TikTok is all about, to not participate in the app. Now, I have made a TikTok account. I really haven't posted much there, but I did it to try to get younger people to understand the conservative side of all of this, because I understand that the CCP has really gotten in control and is pushing communist material on there. So I think it's our obligation as conservatives to put our content out there as well and hope that we could save some young kids from leaning and turning into a bunch of communists. So that's why I've been posting some videos. I think I've got like 10 maybe up there. But I got to say, I'm very disappointed in all of this. I don't understand why we allow this. We should not allow our government to kind of step in and say, oh, that's a bad company. They can't own it. Because they could do that to anyone, right? They could say it's a national security threat. And trust me, I do believe that TikTok is. But at what point do we say, all right, maybe it's best just to educate Americans into knowing what TikTok is. Knowing that you allow access. Your data is allowed to be shared with TikTok, which is being shared with the CCP. How they manipulate the algorithm to promote content that is very privy to whatever they want to push. We saw it in New York City when Zohran Mamdani was running for New York City mayor. They were intentionally pushing pro-Zohran Mamdani content and then going after people like Andrew Cuomo, promoting those that were pushing on content that were targeting Cuomo. Because, of course, they're communists. They want communism here in the United States. And so they've manipulated this app, this platform, to do just that. How about just inform young people about that? Why do we believe that the government's should be making these decisions for people? This is why younger generations are just not as educated as the older generations are. Because we've allowed the government to make our decisions for us. And so the government forced the sale of TikTok. They were doing just that. And you think that the Saudis are somehow going to be more favorable towards content than the Chinese? Again, it's not cool what's going on right now. And this is what I was referring to here, folks, on your screen. How they were boosting and meddling in the New York City mayoral race by boosting Mamdani over Cuomo content. That's why it was so important for these people to get their hands on all of this. So yeah, I strongly disagreed with this from the very beginning and told you all that I don't think it's okay for us to do this, because when does it end? What is this argument? We see it time and time again, right? When they want to censor free speech, they say, oh, well, that's a national security threat. We have to jump on that and take that person offline because of the things they're saying. That's hate speech. And then that narrow hate speech excuse kind of broadens more and more and more as the years go on because you've accepted it. That's what's going to happen here. There's no way that this just ends with TikTok. There's absolutely no way. All right, let's turn to my favorite person in Congress. I don't have many. I think at this point it's pretty fair to say that this is my guy, Congressman Tim Burchett. He is an incredible congressman for the state of Tennessee. And he's looking to make sure that Americans don't get just like a one-time rebate in regards to tariffs. In fact, he's now pushing for something called the Trump Tariff Rebate Act. Now he's going to lay it out for you in clip 8. Take a listen.
Hey everybody, Tim Burchett. Just going to the House floor to drop a bill I've been working on. When the president came out with his tariff plan, I started thinking of how the folks could get some of that their hard-earned money back. And I know some folks have proposed a $2,000 check to every American. I got something a little different. I want to increase the standard deduction for all tax-paying Americans. And and do that with $4,000 for joint filers and surviving spouses, $3,000 for heads of household, and $2,000 for all other Americans. It would increase your standard deduction, and it'll put you in a lower tax bracket, meaning your taxes overall are decreased, which I think is pretty cool. You see some actual savings. And it wouldn't cause inflation, which some people have theorized that if we write a check to everybody, that it could do just that. And this really just means lower taxes and more money in your dadgum pocket. I think everybody will support that. And I'm calling it the Trump Tariff Rebate Act. So we're going to see what happens. It's going to make a lot of people uncomfortable because that ain't the way we've done business around here. But dadgummit, if we're going to put these tariffs in effect, let's see some of that money in our own pockets and quit paying so much taxes. Anyway, thank y'all for sending me here.
He's like the best. Thank y'all for sending me here. There's no one better than that man right there. It is great to hear him do this. Okay, who can say no to that? This man's all about common sense. By the way, his defund the Taliban movement, his bill, that's still being held up in the Senate, by the way. Your taxpayer money is actually still going to funding the Taliban. He tried to step in. He tried to stop it. But apparently someone in the Senate is probably profiting off of that. And so they can't stop the funding for the Taliban. And speaking of Islamic terrorists, good news. Now, normally I wouldn't play a Sebastian Gorka clip because I don't think the guy understands what counterterrorism actually means. But we'll be kind. I'll be kind. I'll be nice. He had a big announcement. I think this one's really important. In clip 9, you're going to hear him talk about the latest in regards to the jihadists that President Trump has executed. Take a listen.
As of this morning, at 449 jihadis who have been terminated since the president was sworn back in again. That is excluding the Houthi campaign, excluding the cartel drug boat. So breaking news on your show, 449 jihadis vaporized.
Vaporized. His accent's just too much for me. It actually makes him sound less official. But Sebastian Gorka bringing us that news that 449 jihadists have been killed by the Trump administration, which is good news, of course, but there's thousands of more, and we've also helped create them. So it's kind of like we're still moving backwards. But that's good news. We'll celebrate it, of course, because another day with less jihadists in the world, it's always a good day. It's always a good day. Let's turn to this. President Trump, he wants to make America healthy again. He's on a mission. MAHA obviously being very popular in this country right now. And this one's important. He's now going to start challenging high school students, high school athletes from all around the country. Will come together over the next year to compete in something that's actually going to be pretty cool. I kind of wish we had this in high school rather than just locally competing. This will be more of a national opportunity for them. It's a new athletic competition, and it's a part of the United States' 250th birthday celebration, according to President Trump, who made that announcement yesterday. This will be called the Patriot Games. It will be the first of its kind. It will allow young our high school athletes over a span of 4 days to come together, young men and young women, important to know, biological young men compete against young men, and biological young women compete against young women from each state and territory. The fall, we'll be hosting this. It'll be the first ever Patriot Game. And it will create this unprecedented 4-day of athletic event, which will feature some of the best athletes in high school sports. Now, again, that's very, very important. And I love it. You know, I was watching and looking at footage of like high school students nowadays. And my gosh, it is so bad how many are overweight. They don't push these things in schools, and I think that they should. I think they should. So this is the good news. This will be one of the many events going on. The first of its kind. And it's going to highlight incredible both female and male athletes at the high school level. So we look forward to seeing it. Maybe I'll go there and cover it. It will be both my political angled all of this, but also bring back my sports days. Again, Democrats, though, not happy and immediately decided to bash the Patriot Games. I don't even know how you bash it. We won't even probably give them any attention. These people are trolls, and as I always say, don't feed the pigeons. Don't feed the pigeons. All right, so a lot more going on. We're also taking your calls. Let me just remind you of that. 877-789-2539. We'll start taking those calls in about 7 minutes, I'd say. 877-789-2539. If you'd like to join the show, that is the best way to do just that. Give us a call. Give us a call. Maybe you're watching AmpFest yesterday, and there were a couple of key calls, or I guess key speeches, I should say, that you thought were really important. We could highlight just that, of course. We'll also play, probably, if we have time, a little bit of Erica Kirk's speech from last night as well, because that one's really important as well. I don't know if you guys saw this one yesterday. The Trump Media and Technology Group and TAE Technologies, which is a power fusion company, on Thursday have agreed to an all-stock merger that the company is valued at more than $6 billion. The merger with TAE would create one of the world's first public trading nuclear fusion companies. Now, I'm no expert on this. So I will not try to sell you, as if I am. The company said that they intend to bring construction on the first. Let me zoom in. I'm partially blind.
Hey, yeah. So the first nuclear fusion reactor, which seems like it's something that could be out of like sci-fi.
Yeah.
You know, it's this is the process that powers the sun and the stars. And it seemed unattainable. What's really interesting is that a lot of people are speculating on this, and there have been recent breakthroughs that have made it seem as if it's something that can be viable. It is important to note that the process is really complicated to initiate and control, and they've only had small instances where they've claimed that they've achieved fusion for like a split second in lab settings. There are people who say that the technological advancements have yet to be made, and there may be materials that have yet to be synthesized.
Bringing us the latest on that, Matt, thank you. Yeah, I'll be interested to see. As many of you guys know, the Trump Media Company is kind of struggling financially a bit. So this will be interesting to see as it all plays out. But it's an interesting merger, one that I would have not expected, of course. Folks, we're going to be taking your calls, as I mentioned, in just about 6 minutes, I'd say. 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. We'll be talking to you in just a little bit. So if you want to give us a ring, talk about a story that we've covered thus far, maybe one that's not on our radar, we'll be taking your calls and getting to that. In the meantime, though, it's very exciting news here. We have just launched the Ultimate Power Powder over at thealexjonesstore.com. If you're someone looking to maybe fix or improve your energy focus, blood flow, and endurance, this is the formula for you. Head on over right now to thealexjonesstore.com. The more you buy, the more you save. You can save up to 30% off the bottles when you buy up to three. So head on over right now to thealexjonesstore.com and make sure you try this one out.
Ladies and gentlemen, I cannot do this without you. You're the reason we're here. You're our sponsor. You are what keeps us on air. And we are launching today through the 23rd of December, the final days of Christmas sale at thealexjonesstore.com. 60% off on our best-selling ultramethylene blue, Irish sea moss gummies, and Shilajit gummies, and more. If you haven't tried our ultramethylene blue that is the strongest, best out there that we found, bar none, you're crazy. What it does for your mitochondria, your energy, your stamina, with no letdown, is insane. It's so good for you. Just research the studies. We have medical grade. We have the best. And you've seen all our guests and others that come in here, and they're just blown away by it, including those who are already taking methylene blue. They're like, wow, this is way stronger, way better. It's amazing. I'm challenging all of you. I'm challenging everybody to support the broadcast, keep us on air while you get great products, and it's a win-win. We need funds. We are in the red. I met with accountants this morning. Not too bad, but we're there. And we've got to be able to continue our legal battles. We've got to be able to continue buy a new product going in the future. We got to continue with the funding to build the Alex Jones backup network in case they're able to shut us down. I cannot do it without you. So now is the time to go to thealexjonesstore.com and do your final Christmas shopping there. Anywhere in the United States, if you order by Friday, you will get it before Christmas. So get your orders in now. Do your Christmas shopping with us, but really give yourself the gift of health with our creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams. That's a daily serving per gummy. Huge container of them. Such a great deal. This is the best creatine out there. There's so many other great products. You can become a subscriber right now on any product, cancel any time, and get 50% off on all future orders in perpetuity until you decide to cancel. The widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, sweaters, many of them limited edition, over 700 designs at thealexjonesstore.com. So my challenge to all of you is this. Get a bottle of Ultramethylene Blue for 60% off right now, and then you're going to be blown away and reorder it. You've heard all the people call in with their testimonials. This is the real deal. The best salesmen sell the best products. I promote and sell freedom. I promote and sell stopping the globalist. You know my information is the most accurate out there. Why on earth would you think that I would tell you this will change your life? The Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the bovine colostrum, ultimate life force, spike protein, cardiovascular detox. All these are kick-butt products. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Please do your Christmas shopping there. We need your support. It's a win-win for everybody. You keep this operation. It's a true thorn on the side of the globalists on the air. And separately, the classic nitric boost. Dr. Judy Mikovits, you know, I didn't know she knew about it. She bought it. So this is the best formula for your heart and for spike protein and for everything else. And men notice it the morning when they wake up. It is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com exclusively. InfoWarsStore.com Nitric Boost. All of you need these products. Take action now.
Whoa, dude, is that Methylene Blue? This house really knows me. Oh, wow, Shilajit gummies. I gotta hide these from Melania. She loved them bigly. These sure taste great, and they're good for me, too. You can buy me now at thealexjonesstore.com.
American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited you're all jumping on board with us today. A lot happening over here. We want to catch you up on, in case you didn't know. By the way, I think I left out this one key word. According to local reports, Jeffrey Epstein documents that are being released later today will be released in batches. With all of that, the redactions doesn't really look good. But batches usually mean we'll give you the most non-controversial stuff probably first. This is my opinion, of course. And then the controversial stuff we'll dump later when no one's looking. So the DOJ gonna drop everything off in batches. Interesting. Interesting way to handle this, of course, but it's the safest way, of course, if you're trying to protect high profile pedophiles. All right, let's turn to InfoWars.com. We have so many incredible stories over at InfoWars.com that keep you up to date. And if you don't like the mainstream media and you're looking for an alternative, well, that's where you're going to want to go. Specifically, I want to go to this first story that we have up right now. Raw Egg Nationalist, one of our many incredible reporters over at InfoWars.com. And he's been doing a lot of digging into the Syria terror attack. As many of you guys know, we talked about it earlier this week. Sadly, we lost two brave soldiers, U.S. American soldiers, and one interpreter, after a jihadist who apparently is aligned with ISIS decided to lead an ambush attack and sadly killed these three Americans. Now, we're learning more and more details into all of that. And one of those details claims that there have been 5 arrests made thus far. So joining me to break down his latest report is Raw Egg Nationalist right now. He is with us. I want to thank you for being here, my friend. It's good to have you on, of course. Let's talk about this report that you just released, because it's Syria. So again, I tread lightly on the subject matter. Sometimes they are all about the big wins here, especially given the fact that they're trying to get very close with the Trump administration. But you're reporting that there's been 5 arrests thus far. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's good to be back, Brianna. So, yes, so there have been 5 arrests in connection with the murder of 3 U.S. citizens. 2 of them were National Guard soldiers on deployment in Syria. And the 3rd was a civilian, I think, interpreter or contractor. Anyway, what's actually very interesting about this story, about the 5 people who have supposedly been arrested in connection with these murders, is that one of them, actually the actual perpetrator who was shot dead, so he hasn't been arrested, he's dead. It turns out that actually he was under investigation by the Syrian Interior Ministry at the time he committed the attack. So if you scroll down midway through the story, I explain a little bit about this. So he was actually suspected of being an extremist. I think he was a member of the Syrian security forces, and he was being audited, examined, interrogated, whatever. They thought that he was affiliated with Islamic State. And then he goes and he shoots up a U.S. patrol and kills 3 U.S. citizens. So a lot of questions, I think, to be asked. And, you know, Donald Trump has said, we're going to retaliate. We're going to hit Syria hard. We're going to hit ISIS hard. And so, of course, there's the possibility maybe of some kind of deepening involvement in Syria, although I suspect it will probably just be something like airstrikes. I mean, hopefully that's what it will be, rather than, you know, some kind of deeper entanglement in a region of the world that actually, you know, has already cost so much American blood, so much American treasure, you know, taken up decades and decades, the global war on terror in particular. So this is a developing story, but it's taken an interesting turn.
Yeah, no, it is taking an interesting turn, and this is one that we're going to have to follow closely. You know, President Trump saying that he's going to respond to all of this. We haven't yet seen that response, but we look forward to it because, again, these 3 Americans did not deserve what happened to them, of course. And a lot of people are still scratching their heads, wondering why we're in Syria in the first place. I know we've tried to cover that extensively as to why we're still there. Again, President Trump being the one to lead the way and making sure that we get our people out, of course. So that is very interesting. I also want to go to this story as well that you've just recently published over on Infowars.com as well. This one being about a watchdog group finding out that 9 U.S. banks engage in political debanking. Now, last week, I actually played a clip from the CEO of JP Morgan Chase, and he claimed that they are debanking people not based on politics, but based on federal laws. And that's the reason why they're having to debank these individuals. Even Trump media was debanked, and I know Florida AG is investigating that as well right now. But tell us a little bit about this story, because this is very, very fascinating.
Yeah, so Donald Trump passed an executive order at the beginning of August, guaranteeing fair banking for all Americans, I think was the title. And he wanted to shine a light on banks' debanking processes, because it was very clear, you know, I mean, there have been so many stories of Americans, and particularly Americans of a certain stripe, i.e. Republicans, right-wingers, people involved with certain industries, businesses, particular kinds of businesses, firearms businesses, for example, being debanked. And so Trump wanted to get to the bottom of this. And he issued this executive order. And now there's a preliminary report that has just been released that says that 9 of America's most important banks, 9 of America's biggest banks, including Bank of America, have been engaging in debanking, and that it's not according to federal law, that they've been targeting particular kinds of individuals and particular kinds of businesses, including right wingers, conservative groups, the firearm industry, etc. So debanking is real, and this is the first, I think, real tangible proof, a real proper investigation that shows that it's not just anecdotal anymore. This is actually a real thing that's been going on, and of course it's unacceptable, and of course, you know, something needs to be done about it, because we know, you know, debanking is one of the main ways in which conservatives in particular not only in the US, but also actually throughout the rest of the Western world. So Nigel Farage, for example, in Britain, leader of Reform, he was debanked recently and then rebanked when there was an outcry about it. But this is one of the major ways that conservatives are unpersoned in the Western world and in the US. You know, this is a way to punish people for being conservative, for thinking freely, for engaging in business that doesn't fit particular agendas, left-wing agendas. So, I mean, this is important stuff. This is important stuff. But I think there needs to be, when the final report comes and when we know the full extent of this, I think there need to be robust measures put in place actually to prevent banks ever from doing this again.
Yeah, that needs to happen. And I know when I was alluding to in the beginning of all of this, J.P. Morgan, Jamie Dimon was saying, blaming the federal government, saying it happens on both sides, that both sides participate in this and they force our hands, and that the federal regulations are what needs to be changed, and it has nothing to do with what we're doing personally. But again, they didn't really provide any type of backup on that front. We only know of conservatives. I still to this day have not heard of any liberal organizations being defunded or debanked by any of these big banks. And so, yeah, I would say this is a one way type of thing that's going on right now. I want to thank you, of course, for joining me as always, Raag Nationalist. You do a great job over at Infowars.com, as you always do. And you've also got a book out right now. So I'd remind our audience to head on over right now to Amazon and give it a look. The Last Man. It's Liberalism and the Death of Masculinity right now. You've done an incredible job at that. And you also give really good on X, really good health advice, food advice too. So head on over there and give him a follow as well. Thank you, my friend, for joining me. I know yesterday you had a bit of power issues. We're glad the power is back on. It's that time of year, though, of course, when this happens. So thank you, my friend.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
All right, folks, I want to turn to what appears to be a terror attack. We've just received some footage that's being posted right now on X. So we'll tread lightly on all of this, but it looks like at least two people have been killed in Taiwan. Take a look at the footage, because this is an individual who's pulling out a massive, massive blade. And gosh, the whole time when I'm watching this video, I'm wondering why these cars aren't plowing through him when they see this, because they could have possibly saved these people's lives. But it looks like this individual was going around, and it appears, if you take a look at the footage, he pulls out a knife from his bag. Again, we don't have much in the way of information on all of this. You just see people kind of scattering, running around when they realize what he's doing. And he just goes on to stabbing individuals. Now, we know so far, according to reports, two people have been killed. Six people were injured. I mean, look at this. Whew. And sadly, none of these cars plow into him as he goes into the store. Again, we're learning more and more about this, but apparently this happens after he throws a smoke grenade as well into a Taiwan metro station. And this just happening earlier today as well. Again, we're following all of this. A smoke grenade apparently went inside the metro station, they're saying. There's at least two fatalities confirmed so far. The assailant is a 27-year-old man. His last name is just Cheng. They haven't released, I believe, his first name yet. I don't know how they operate in Taiwan, but apparently they have not released all of the information. The attacker also died during the incident after falling from a rooftop while being confronted by police. That's according to the United Daily News. So we're keeping our eyes on this, but how devastating. That footage is just heartbreaking. You see the man pull out a massive, massive knife and then walks into a crowd and just starts slashing people. Doesn't appear to be that he had a target in all of this, and then he runs into obviously an enclosed building, and then that's where the attack continued on. Devastating, and it's heartbreaking to see that. And no one plowed. I mean, I guess it takes probably a while for you to think about what the heck is this guy doing with a knife. But absolutely devastating to see. All right, we're taking your calls, of course, 877-789-2539. We'll take that for about 10 minutes here. Let's start it off with Tim in California. Tim, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Brianna. Thank you for taking my call.
Always a pleasure. How are you?
Well, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you.
Okay, you need some zinc, but it's okay. Okay, here's the story. The Palisades fire started in avoidance area where firefighting was restricted. Wait a minute. Where on earth would you restrict firefighting? Well, only in California, because apparently they had to save a plant. There's a little plant on the ground, and, well, it'd be better that 7,000 structures burn down and 12 people lose their lives just in that one fire, rather than lose the little plant, the little astragalus or whatever it's called. And it kind of reminds me of how every year, Donald Trump recently learned of this. I've heard him speak about it twice, so he knows about it. But we've suffered with this for dozens of years, where they take all the snow melt from Canada, Washington State, Oregon's coming down through Northern California, all the snow melt. We could really use it. And all the farmers in the Central Valley, where we grow all the food for America and much of the world, they just divert it straight into the ocean. They take that fresh water and they divert it into the ocean. Why on earth would they do that? Well, it's because they want to save the Delta smelt, a little fish about the size of a minnow or a sardine that you could hold in your palm of your hand. But the point is, they do that same thing with the water. They're going to tell you, oh, for the sake of a fish, all these people that need this water can't have it, so we can control it. And I suppose they're doing the same thing with fire avoidance and stuff, as, hey, we ran our things dry, and, oh, gee, we don't have enough people on duty, and the people that are in charge are just not really competent. And you get the idea. And now we find out that they couldn't do nothing on account of, well, we wanted not to save the fish in this case. No, we wanted to save a plant. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the latest on that, too, by the way? I remember when Gavin Newsom, Tim,
was... one more. I wanted to add one more point to that. Gavin Newsom with the, trying to find his ass with both hands. I'm sorry, didn't mean to say it twice. But that guy, he said that state had nothing to do with it. As it turns out, yeah, this is part of the state park system or whatever. It is the state that was telling all the firefighters, hey, pack up your hoses and beat it. It was the state.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's absolutely devastating.
I mean,
wait, hold on. Before you, Tim, what's the latest on Gavin Newsom trying to sell off that land? Wasn't he trying to build affordable housing on that? Is that still greenlit?
And proof of that is even though everybody was there with President Trump and his wife Melania sitting right next to him when he showed up right after the fires, and he said, I want these permits issued like pronto quick, no messing around. You guys don't drag your feet and don't. And guess what? Just now they're showing, hey, like the very first person got their very first home built, but it was already permitted before the fires. And so they're trying to put that out on TV and stuff. Now they're showing that what's happening in actual fact is the 1 year of forbearance on the mortgages is now running out. Like in a couple of weeks, it runs out. So you got all these lots. Some of them are vacant. Some aren't vacant. Some of them still have to be scraped. And the ones that they got to deal with, the problem is they're full of, you know, asbestos and all this stuff. They got to be, you know. So now they want the Army Corps of Engineers to be the only people that can come in and do it. And, of course, they just put a lien against your property. It's almost like Superfund sites when they would have big disastrous pollution things happen or whatever. You know, but just if you really watch it the way you're saying, it almost becomes obvious. It must have been like a grab, almost like Hawaii, eh?
Yeah, that's where I was going with this, my friend. Tim, thanks for calling. We always appreciate the California updates. You're like our unofficial, official California reporter, giving us the very latest in the land grabs and so much more in California. So, Tim, thank you for calling. We appreciate your time. Let's turn to Duck in Chicago. Duck, welcome to the show.
Hey, Brianna. Great show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to reach out from like an intelligence perspective on the Epstein list, okay? So Epstein, whoever he was working with, Mossad, whatever, had some blackmail material against some pretty powerful people. So now if that intelligence has come over to the United States intelligence agencies, why would we want to give up that leverage? And are we pushing this Epstein list? I understand pedophiles are involved, and it's a dirty, nasty thing, but, you know, from an intelligence perspective, does it not make sense to keep it under the intelligence wraps from the American perspective so that we can leverage that intelligence against the individuals who have been caught in the act of pedophilia in this such manner?
Yeah, well, I'd say that's probably the reason why they're not going to release anything that's what you really want to know about.
So,
I mean, I think it's going to be
so
heavily redacted and a lot of
pushing,
stuff pulled back.
Why are we pushing this?
Why are we covering the news? Sorry, there's a fly
well,
here.
No, I'm sorry. I just, you know, I mean, it's like we're being led to carrot, you know, on a string by the mainstream media, and maybe we shouldn't be following that carrot.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think I'm going to always report on what's going on, and obviously I'm against pedophilia, so I'm always going to be calling for all of it to be released. Whether they do so or not is on them. On my end, though, I will always make sure that we're openly advocating for it. I mean, the American people have a right to know. Now, I get it that you think from the intelligence agency, they're not going to give it to us. And I say that. Even in fact, when I was delivering my information regarding Epstein, I said any of the information that we were going to want to see probably will never be released. It's either deleted or it's been taken by the last regime. I believe that was exactly how I worded it. So, you know, I'm going to keep pushing for all of the information to come out. But we know the games they play. We know they're not going to want all that information from coming out. And they're going to do their very best to suppress the information from coming out. You know, like you said, this was an intelligence, obviously, issue here, or it's going to be an intelligence issue here, and they're going to want to hold back a lot of it. So, yeah, I mean, we're going to still keep pushing it. I'm not going to ignore it. I'm not going to not talk about it. We need to talk about it. We're also, like I said, in the open, too, as well. Democrats were only pushing for it because it was politically, their advantage was to push for it politically. They never did for the last 4 years. And so we give you both sides of the argument. And I believe that our audience is intelligent enough to decide for themselves when we do just that. So, Duck, thank you for calling in. We appreciate your time. Let's turn to the cheesy one in Wisconsin, my friend. Welcome back.
Hey, first I wanted to mention, hopefully more people who are listeners make purchases at the store because of all the legal attacks. So CJ, the radio DJ call guy operator I just spoke to, said he's not getting and the crew's not getting big bonuses this year. So it'd be nice if you guys get a big bonus. So then secondarily, I wish a couple times you repeat yourself a little more just to drive a point. You know, I like repetition.
Don't make me laugh.
Sorry.
That's funny.
But I really wanted to talk to you in particular, Brianna, about an issue about men in the West and in America and Europe being like demasculated and like not masculine and also like cucked by the government. And I think women have a big role in that. Like the women need to force their men to like stand up, kind of like how Jones talks about, you know, Sparta and either showing up with your shield or on it. And one of the things I was wondering if you could do, because Nick Fuentes was on earlier this week and spoke to Jones about finding him a girlfriend. And I'm worried that if Jones finds him a girlfriend, it'll be some like goth chick. And then we'll have like a Fourth Reich or I don't know, something will happen with Fuentes. I was wondering if you could play matchmaker for Fuentes and help him find him a nice girl. I think it'd be an interesting case study. Maybe he'll stop being so mad at the Jews. Maybe he'll be even more mad at the Jews. You know, who knows, you know, but I was wondering if you could help us with that, find him some nice girl, you know, maybe some girl that has some experience that he can kind of enter manhood. Because after watching the Piers Morgan debate, he got pretty grilled by Piers Morgan about, as he said, he was not an incel, a volcel, a voluntary celibate.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, here's the thing, right? I mean, so we could ask if Nick Fuentes is interested in us trying to find him a date. I'll have Matt reach out. Maybe we could make an email account where women could submit their applications. I'm sure he's getting flooded with them, though. I mean, that guy has blown up over the last few years now. Everyone's watching him. And I think women, they like a man who pushes back. I don't think he's going to ask or he's going to want to listen to my dating advice. As many of you guys know, he's not a fan of listening to women. I don't hate him for it, though. I think Nick Fuentes is very funny. I think when you listen to him, and I laugh at a lot of his stuff. I think he has got incredible clips when it comes to women and his dating perspective. So yeah, mm-hmm. If Nick Fuentes wants to maybe we do it for Valentine's Day, guys. Maybe we do like a little contest on who wants to win a date with Nick Fuentes. We get Matt. Oh, look at all those ladies.
What do you think would be his type?
I don't know. We should ask him though. We should ask him. Probably not Jewish. Probably doesn't. I think I think it's actually one of my favorite clips of Nick Fuentes when he's talking about his future wife and he's like, I just want to make sure that she, or no, I don't think that she's going to speak English or can speak English because I just don't want to hear her talk. So probably someone who doesn't speak English. I talk a lot, maybe so it wouldn't reserved, be me.
Yeah, yeah, maybe another reserve type, you know, maybe he needs some like super trad, traditional style wife, or I don't know if he, or girlfriend, you know, maybe he needs like a slut girlfriend a little bit, you know, help him out. But, you know, I think it would be interesting case study and, you know, we can live stream the date, you know, I think it would be great. Maybe Jones knows somebody too, you know, it could be like a, how you said, a raffle or something. I don't know. He just seems like he's mad all the time. And I think it could make, I think he's hilarious too. He has great clips and I like his show. He has hot takes. And I like they attack him personally, but they don't attack his content, you know, and say he's wrong, you know, because he does have some very good points.
Yeah.
And I just think that it's very important for behind, you know, the saying, behind every great man is a great woman.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, maybe we could do that for Valentine's Day. We'll reach out to Nick Fuentes and see if he's interested in maybe we get Alex Jones to hook him up on a good date. We'll see. I think Alex was thinking about it too. He was pausing in his response to him. I think he was pondering these single ladies in his phone book these days. So we'll ask. Maybe we'll get it going. Thank you for that one. Thank you for that advice. We'll see how that goes. All right, guys. So we're all out of time on calls. I want to appreciate and thank everyone who's called in and is on hold. Sorry about that. We always try our best to get to everyone. We'll do just that again next week, of course. But in the meantime, we've got a lot more underway. Drew Hernandez joining the show, as well as my girl, Mel Kay. A lot to talk about the dangers of AI and so much more. In the meantime, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right now. We just launched the Ultimate Power Powder. When you buy 3 bottles, you get 30% off. More you buy, the more you save. And you got to check this one out over at thealexjonesstore.com.
Remember, you fund this operation. I'm very thankful to you, and I'm challenging you, those that have supported, love the products, and those that have never gotten the products, to do your Christmas shopping with us. If you get your orders in by Friday, you're guaranteed to get it way before Christmas anywhere in the United States. Okay, because we ship out like a day after the orders come in, and most of the country gets it in 2 days. The rest 3, Hawaii or Alaska, I think it's like 4. So get your orders in now. The biggest sale so far, 60% off on the ultramethylene blue, on the Shilajit, on the Irish sea moss, incredible super nutrient compounds that just blow you away. You owe it to yourself to get it. Our information's strong. You know that. The products are just as strong and just as powerful. I'm challenging you to support the broadcast. Those of you that have never gotten a supplement, go to thealexjonesstore.com. Make the decision now. Get our ultramethylene blue. Get our Shilajit. Get our bovine colostrum. It's amazing. Experience it, and you're going to be hooked. And then we can continue on the air in a symbiotic relationship, but I need your help. Give yourself the gift of great health, clarity, and focus, and keeping powerful beacon of truth on the air, a 360 total win-win at thealexjonesstore.com. We also have limited edition fundraiser posters to keep us on the air at infowarsstore.com. I can't do this without you. You're not key, you're everything.
Well, hello there, Info Warriors. We are having a 60% off sale on selected items. Take a look behind me. We have the sea moss and Shilajit gummies. And you know, we have the medical grade methylene blue that will light your ass up like a Christmas tree. You can also buy one of me in the store. Act now while supplies last.